Who's clicking?
That would be me trying to figure out why there's this two thing next to the conversation.
Two?
There is a number two.
I believe that goes in the toilet, Fort Max.
Superhero Time with your hosts, XV.
Geese are the gorillas of the foul world.
Hey, Mickey.
A tight anus.
Paladin.
We end.
And Fort Max.
Why would you have a fleshlight anyway?
You're listening to Superhero Time. We're back. I'm sorry. I'm XV, and with me this week, as always, I have Hey Mickey.
I'm not sorry.
You regret nothing. Fort Max.
It's too late for apologies.
Too soon, Fort Max. And Paladin.
Yeah, f*** it.
Way to ruin the momentum.
No, I like it. It was good. But that still doesn't beat our quick time record for cursing in the show. Remember when I introduced you with a swear one week?
Yeah.
That was good, too.
You should probably do that more often.
You broke my record.
And I even told you I was going to. That was the best part of it. Okay, so we took off last week because, you know, things have happened in Japan, and there were no shows last week. Paladin...
Now, what I want to know is, was that the bitching about toy shops being closed and not shipping?
What?
I'm sure someone was.
Well, you know, surprisingly, HLJ and AmiAmi and CS Toys maintained mostly normal operation through the whole thing. HLJ has only been intermittently affected by the rolling blackouts that were happening last week.
Whereas over here in Tennessee, if we get a half inch of snow on the ground, we shut down the entire town.
I know. What the hell? What is wrong with the state?
I knew those businesses were pretty much recession-proof, but earthquake-proof? That's pretty impressive.
It's really a testament to Japan's building engineering. I mean, they know they're in a major earthquake zone, and those buildings are built to last. It's really impressive. Considering
they're
everything,
engineered by Tonka engineers.
Considering everything, how little damage there was to the buildings is really impressive.
Well, yeah, those buildings will stand up to everything short of giant monster attack.
Right.
Including your mom.
Or falling megazords.
Or some monster with a really nice sword slashing from 5 miles away. You know, a normal-sized monster. Remember Gokaiju a couple weeks ago?
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, Paladin, what's the current status of the fundraiser that we share a name with?
Superhero Time? Let me look that up just a second.
Yeah. I know they broke 5,000 a while ago.
Let's see, they are now at $6,546.
That's pretty good. Yeah. And how much longer is that going to run through?
Till April 9th.
Well, the people behind the Superhero Time fundraiser, while we're not directly affiliated with any of them, they're good people.
We just happened to steal the name from the same place.
Right. No, they're reliable people, and if you want to make a donation to help Japan, that's definitely one good option.
Give, people, give.
See last week's post in place of the show for more information on that. So we did get the normal shows this past weekend, but subbing didn't time out so well, so we still don't have new shows to talk about. We got Samurai, though. Isn't that great?
Forever?
Well, there is one other different show that came out.
What?
The latest episode of History of Power Rangers.
Oh.
I know that.
I should probably watch it sometimes.
I just did.
I mean, earlier, where I could have watched it.
Yeah, really, Paladin, you knew we needed filler content. What are you trying to do, be Fort Max?
Don't insult me like that.
So this installment of Atop the Fourth Wall appears to be Ninja Storm.
That would be the next episode, yes.
Yeah. Well, that would certainly have to be pretty interesting.
No, that's one way of putting it.
Ninja Storm certainly was a year of Power Rangers.
A very Disney year of Power Rangers.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of sad. Watching this week's episode of Samurai, I finally realized that the way they have the opening narration set up, I expect it to lead into the Ninja Storm theme. And really, nothing should have to make me think of the Ninja Storm theme.
Is the Ninja Storm theme the worst theme?
No, it's not Overdrive's theme.
Very good.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe second worst, then. And then Jungle Fury.
Yeah, Jungle Fury is pretty generic.
I didn't like RPM's theme all that much, to be honest.
Yeah, but RPM was so good, it kind of counteracted it.
Yeah, with RPM, you don't even think about there being a theme song. It's just, you know, Ziggy. And sometimes Flynn.
And sometimes not Spandex.
And Jim and Gemma.
It's never Spandex.
Except in the original Power Rangers.
Yeah, where, let's see. Just in this week's Twitter Theater episode, Skull calls out Spandex by name.
Yep. Faux pas.
Dr. K would not be amused.
She's never amused.
No. Bad example. Okay, so even though we've been off for a whole extra week, there really hasn't been much news going on, what with, you know, Japan being kind of broken.
But you know what we can fill the space with?
Pokemon?
Talk about Pokemon.
That or your mom?
Your mom does fill a lot of space.
Yes.
And you do poke her.
Pokemon?
Gotta catch them all. The diseases, that is.
It'd be like
STD emergency.
It'd be like mixing out with a female Snorlax.
How can you tell if a
Snorlax your mom's that small.
How can you tell if a Snorlax is female or not?
Throw it a nickel and see if it chases it.
No, that's how you see if it's your mom or a Snorlax.
There's not that much difference, to be honest.
Well, except that your mom doesn't fit into a little ball when you're not using her.
I don't know. They can fit Wailord in. They could probably give a shot at your mom.
The Pokeball would just break in half.
They do that anyway.
No, they just hinge open at the back.
Oh.
At least in the cartoon. I don't think they can really represent that well in the video game.
Your mom opens at the back.
And the front.
And both sides. For an extra nickel. And twice on Sundays. No, actually, that got me thinking. Watching the Double Net movies, which we'll talk about a little bit in a few minutes, I got to thinking what the label on the Your Mom memory might look like. Because, you know, all the labels represent the first letter in the name in some interesting little graphical way. I was thinking the Y in Your Mom could be represented by the bottom half of a female body, upright with legs spread.
Yeah.
Do you think that would come out as a good Y, or would it look more like a V?
Well, the problem with it, though, is, like, you know, your mom, though, I mean, she's going to be so wide above the waist that it wouldn't look like a Y anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was worried about, too.
Not to mention you couldn't recognize your mom's legs being open unless you were having the Hubble telescope on hand.
Well, you wouldn't recognize your mom's legs being open from that angle. If you're looking head on at it, you know, then you'd know it pretty well.
Apply directly to forehead.
Nice. Okay, so in relation to Japan being broken right now by the earthquake and tsunami, apparently the filming for Let's Go Kamen Riders is delayed.
Which is sad, but kind of expected. And we can probably expect the same for the Gokaidra movie.
Could be worse. At least they're not off altogether.
I'm struggling not to say something insensitive.
Well, if it's too bad, I can always edit it out later.
Nah, I'm not going to take that risk.
Yeah, because if it's too bad, if it's, like, way too bad, I'd probably leave it in.
Yeah. Or if it's just somewhat bad, I'd still look like a dick.
Especially if you look like a dick. Well, here's what you should do. Send it to Fort Max and have him say it. Then we still get to laugh at it, and you'd look fine.
But he'd say it all wrong.
Well, yeah, but that's half the fun. He looks like a dick and stupid.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Fort Max. How's it going? Well, since we're just trying to waste some time here, Mickey, you got the new Retro Fire Megazord figures. Why don't you talk about those a little bit?
Okay. Well, the Jungle Fury one is pretty goddamn awesome.
Yeah, and it's cheaper than the original Retro Fires.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? I didn't even notice that. Yeah.
Yeah, the originals were what, $12 or $13?
Yeah, and now they're down to $10.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm content with that.
So they come in interesting packaging. They're in tubes.
Just like your mom.
A series of tubes?
Like the Morphin Grid.
You know, well, I guess technically there would be a series of them.
Yeah, there's two even now. Two is enough to be a series, right?
It's a new record for Bandai.
Now, Jungle Fury is a completely new design, right? It's not one of the holdovers from the last Retro Fire line that got canceled.
It shows because he can actually assume the poses you want him to.
The articulation is symmetrical, is what you're saying.
Yes, he has swivels in all the right places.
Again, like your mom.
Yes. But you know, at the moment, I've got him down on his knees, arms outstretched to the heavens, screaming in protest.
That happens when you get on a Canadian.
He's going to drape himself over a tombstone in the rain and mourn later on, I think.
Oh, I thought you were just having him pose as the mascot for the show.
Oh. But, see, comes with this little nunchuck accessory thing, which is multicolored.
Setsukan.
Yeah, whatever. Was it multicolored in the show? I don't remember.
It's supposed to be, yeah.
Okay.
Possibly not this saturated, though.
Yeah. And he's got little gray snap-on claws that snap onto his wrist like Wolverine.
Which I also know the correct name for those, but not off the top of my head.
They're called claws.
They are called...
Brass knuckles?
Tegaki Shuko.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Sounds like a food.
It sounds
delicious
like
food.
It sounds like a good sushi.
Is there any other kind?
I had some good sushi on Wednesday, and it didn't involve your mom at all.
Your mom's fish is never good.
Or fresh.
Anyway, so
and there's little white things there, but it's not rice.
Retrofire is awesome, and if you like toys and Power Rangers, you should buy one.
And if you like Geki Ranger or Jungle Fury. But most likely the former.
I don't like Jungle Fury, and I haven't watched Geki Ranger, but I like this toy anyway.
Well, you watched that one episode of Geki Ranger.
Yeah. That's
you should watch some Jungle Fury, too, at some point.
No.
Why not?
I can do without that, I think. I'd rather watch the Geki Ranger episodes.
Jungle Fury, to me, kind of seemed like eating
bad sushi
flakes without any sugar or milk in it, just water.
So, basically like eating little corn chips.
Or
in water, you said. Okay, never mind. You win.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Completely without any flavor whatsoever.
You know what? Oh. My grandmother actually did that.
Now, is this your sweet grandmother or your crazy one?
Crazy.
Okay.
Sweet one didn't really have any use for milk either, but she didn't do, you know, crazy stuff like that.
Well, compared to the poisonous fertilizer they tried to serve us in the year before Jungle Fury, I think it turned out okay.
Yeah.
Well, it could have been worse, yes, but that doesn't make it good.
Makes it better, though. Plus, you know, Jungle Fury did have RJ, which was, you know, before Ziggy, he was the best thing ever.
Which one was he?
Purple.
Okay. I don't think I'm watching episodes with Purple in it.
Probably not. Okay, so anyway, what about the Delta Squad Megazord?
Well, the best thing you can say about it, really, is that it does have more articulation than the DX Delta Zord
thing. And it costs less.
Yes.
I'll prefer the original, thank you.
It's definitely a holdover from the last line, and it really, really shows after you finish playing with the Jungle Fury one. But all the same, the poses it can assume do look pretty cool for the most part, if you work with articulation instead of against it.
And it comes with that giant gun, too.
Yeah. Which is kind of odd, but it doesn't look bad, I guess.
Well, they took the Delta Squad Megazord's little sidearm and turned it into a rifle.
For some reason.
Because bigger gun is better gun.
Maybe it's the Megazord swap mode.
Well, they have a whole separate Megazord for that, though.
I mean, this is a prototype they discarded.
Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway,
one thing I really appreciate about the Jungle Pride Megazord is that it doesn't have the typical Bandai paint problem.
Yes, it's got a very nice paint scheme on it.
And all the ones I saw at the store were painted really well. But the quality control on the... the quality control on the paint is really solid with this.
Yeah, the only thing I'm not really too fond of is the shade of yellow they use for the leg. It's a little too lemony. But other than that...
It's a bit fluorescent. I mean...
Slightly.
The deluxe toy was more subdued.
It had more of an orangey yellow.
Yeah. But no, some of the painted surfaces that wrap around to the backside of the figure continue their paint to the backside of the figure.
Yeah.
Which the Delta Squad Megazord doesn't.
Not at all. And it's really hilarious if you pop off the shoulders and look at them head on.
Apply directly to forehead.
You know, I've had
now,
some
if you
your mom
the joke,
joke
one more time in this episode, the circle will be complete.
You know, I've had some your mom joke withdrawal the last week.
I never withdraw from your mom.
She charges extra for that now.
So, yeah, Jungle Pride is definitely recommended, I take it.
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 10, basically. Maybe a 9.5.
And what would you say about the Delta Squad Megazord?
A 5.
So basically just buy it if you want from SPD?
Yeah, basically. Know that you're not getting the best toy in the world, but, you know, it looks nice enough just sitting there, and if you like SPD, then sure, why not? I mean, it's cheap.
Yeah.
I spent more on a lunch before, so I don't really have any regrets.
I figured out, though, where the extra couple dollars in the price went. They don't come with stands anymore.
Nah, no big loss. They stand fine on their own.
Yeah, I'm but... You know, I played with Jungle Pride on the MMPR Megazord's stand, and it actually helps with the kicking poses and stuff.
Well, since when do Megazords kick?
This one does. It's the Kung Fu Kitty Zord.
Oh, well, okay.
You know. And, you know, Gokaio does, like, rider kicks.
In space?
Yes. Because that's the only
to
thing...
To be fair... You can't really compare Gokaiger with regular Megazords.
No?
No, because they're on such an awesome level, they can't be considered equal.
You know
what? At least that's what I think.
The really sad thing is that if we ever were to get a Retrofire Gokaio, we'd have to wait at least 2 years for it.
I'm trying to imagine a Retrofire Gokaio with the Magiranger dragon coming out of his chest.
Why?
I'm trying to imagine what that would look like stylized.
Phallic?
Not that stylized.
Yeah, like Gokaio isn't phallic already.
Yeah, with that great big cannon that just keeps shooting off.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they turned it the wrong way.
Yeah. But no, now that you mention it, I wish there was add-on parts for the Jungle Pride Megazord, at least to do Gekirin Toja. Which is the Jungle Pride with the lion and chameleon parts on it.
See, I always combine the lion parts with the bat parts. I think that looks the best.
Maybe.
Plus it gives you a nice 5-piece Megazord, which is what I like to see, so.
Well, so does with using the chameleon. It's just
the chameleon is bullshit and does not count.
It's just one really small part.
It does not count.
Because Melee's a girl and can't have a full-size sword.
Unless she wasn't a secretary.
Well, she almost was a secretary. As it is, she still spent the entire series chasing Ryo around. Okay, so we're still on toys. Paladin, you got a bunch of combo change figures.
Well, that happened 2 weeks ago. This week's new entry is Kamen Rider Birthday.
Oh, you got him?
Yes. Surprised the hell out of me, but he's here.
Cool. Ami Ami?
With the surprise cake?
No, I had to make my own cake.
Well, that's too bad. I had my birthday dinner a couple weekends ago, and everybody ate my cake on me.
Wait a sec. Wasn't your birthday back in January?
Yeah, don't ask.
Okay.
Point is, everybody else ate my birthday cake. Sad XB. Okay, anyway, continue.
He's pretty impressive, I've got to say. The only disappointing part is the birth buster.
A little small. I think the snickering's over. Continue.
It's tiny compared to how they show it in the episodes.
Like, so it doesn't stick out very far, or it's just like a small bore cannon, or...
Well, on the show, they sort of portray it as like a huge rifle thing that you need to brace with your arms. Mm-hmm. But here, it's barely the size of a normal handheld pistol.
Does the figure arts come with a bigger one?
No, I think it's about the same.
Wonder what's up with that. Maybe Birth needs some of those little blue core medals. Cell medals, whatever. You know, to make it bigger.
Right. And I realized when putting all the armor on, he's basically a human-shaped version of Ultimate Daiboken.
Huh. I could see that.
Yeah.
He's got all the same accessories, really. Drill, shovel, crane, wings.
No,
the breast cannon could probably be counted as a mixer.
Let's take a moment now and imagine a Band of America version of him now.
A cocktail mixer? Okay, so what's your imagination of the Bandai of America birthday?
They'll show it off once at Toy Fair and it'll never come out.
No, it'll be like the Bandai of America... Bokino, his name was.
Bokino?
Yeah. You said it. What the hell was his name?
That's good.
Ultimate Daiboken.
Yes, Daiboken, yes.
The Drive Max Ultra Zord shithole.
There you go. Okay, so Drive Max birthday.
Well, let's see. It would have slippers instead of boots.
You'd have to buy two of them to get all the right parts.
Yeah. You'd
leave out the breast cannon entirely because they don't like the name.
He would be 13 inches tall.
Some of the armor wouldn't fold in half like it should.
You'd have to buy four of them to get every armored part.
Mickey already covered that part. And
one of them would come with
inexplicable black pieces.
One of them would come with a recolored Birth.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a lot more fun before we started actually trying to analyze what it would be.
And the Birth figure itself wouldn't have a head.
Meanwhile, Fort Max just continues on anyway.
He does that.
Yeah, no, I can see the ultimate Daiboken thing there. But it also turns into a scorpion.
Yeah, the claw kind of. Scorpion.
What does claw stand for, anyway?
Crap, we'll look that up again. Hold on.
Okay, so we know the first letter stands for crap.
Then let.
Cannon leg arm wing system.
Now, is that something that's be used in the show, or is that just a toy-only thing?
Well, I don't know. We didn't get the new episode for it in time.
Oops. Well, I'm sure if they designed it into the toy, it's going to happen in the show, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bandai of Japan doesn't really do toy-only things, do they?
Not really.
Well, what about the Gokaiger mix-and-morph Zord things?
Well, that's kind of like the Legend Rider series belts that came out during Decades Year. You know, those weren't in the show either. They just tied into the Rider Worlds theme.
Yeah, it's usually just a line of bonus extra stuff like the various Rider memories or the Rider core medals or...
So it does happen, but it's usually treated like a separate thing, kind of.
Okay.
It's not like all the, anomalous motorcycles and dragons and mobile morph figures.
If only.
Mobile morph Gokaigers.
Yes. Wait, who's drinking?
What?
I heard like the sound of like glass and ice.
I don't think so.
Yeah, pretty sure someone else is drinking and it's not me.
Well, that's disappointing. I wonder what Fort Max would be like drunk.
Now that you've asked, I really want to know.
Fort Max, do you drink?
No.
Why not?
Start.
Right now.
Stuff irritates my nose.
You don't drink alcohol through your nose.
Well, yeah, remember, he's Texan. Wrong.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong, Fort Max.
Well, remember, he's Texan.
I'm trying to figure out what that has to do with it.
He doesn't understand that it's wrong?
Oh, okay, yeah.
He's Texan and all Texans do everything wrong?
Yes.
Okay, so, do we have anything else to bring up now-ish?
Oh yeah, that Pat Stryker Zord for Gokaiger came out while the hiatus was on.
You gonna get it?
The what?
Probably not.
How come?
The SPD Zord for the Gokaiger.
Aw.
Because I'd like the regular SPD Zords.
Yeah, but this one works with Gokaio.
But not particularly well. It's only slightly better than the dragon, I think.
At least there's not a dragon head sticking out, and this makes guns.
We all like guns.
Guns are good.
Guns are what you use to shoot people with.
And this has a lot of guns. It's got Gatling guns in the legs, too. So you can really shoot. Lots. At the very least, the Pat Stryker can't be any worse than the Magi Dragon.
I would think so.
I mean, how hard is it to assemble a bunch of little parts into a car? That Magi Dragon looks like crap.
It certainly does. Especially now that I've gotten a good look at it in that gallery.
Yeah.
It's possibly the worst looking thing I've ever seen attached to a Megazord. And that includes Deus Hyper.
Yeah, the deluxe version's a lot better. The original, you know, Megazord toy.
Yeah, I like that one a lot more than this.
You know,
yeah,
I was thinking
the comparison pictures made me mad. I didn't buy that when I had the chance.
I was thinking about it earlier. It's kind of weird that the Magi Dragon is the Magi Ranger representative for Gokaio, when that's not Red's not part of that combination at all. I mean,
that is a little odd.
Yeah.
Well, it is Red. The Red Ring. Well, it is the Red Sword's ride. So.
Well, that hardly counts. I mean, for that matter, you could use one of the two horse Zords. If you're just talking about Red riding something, like a hood.
Boo.
Okay, so I guess that's all the toy stuff, considering the circumstances.
I think yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Except for Figuarts Gatakariba, if anybody wants that.
Why even bother?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's the Combo Change series figures.
Yeah.
That's really all anybody needs for O's figures anyway. Because you only got to buy like six of those to be able to do all the combinations.
Whereas Figure Arts, you got to buy every release, and half of them are going to be web exclusives.
Well,
only half?
Two-thirds, whatever. We're not that far into the show yet. We can't be sure.
Okay, so should we get into the shows we do have?
You mean Samurai and More Samurai?
Yeah.
Forever and ever?
Samurai Forever.
Okay, so last week's Samurai was Here Comes the Brides, or was it There Goes the Brides?
It doesn't matter.
There was Brides, and they did something, and, you know, stuff. Lots of wedding
they
dresses.
Like yeah, all brides
lots, lots of weddings that day.
Lots
then
of
they got plowed.
Lots of really plain, ugly wedding dresses.
Well, it is Nickelodeon.
Yeah. But yeah, Fort Max already gave away the best line in the episode.
And, not surprisingly, came from Bulk.
Yep. The only thing that disappoints me about this, which I'm not surprised by it, in the Shinkanger version, in the Shinkanger version, they had Blue as the stand-in bride, and in Power Rangers, they had it be Yellow.
Because they didn't want to promote cross-dressing, probably.
I guess, but
why wouldn't they?
Of course, you know, in Shinkanger, blue was prettier than yellow, so I guess it made sense. Or something, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, whatever. So, you know, that was last week's episode. Wasn't that thrilling?
It was very samurai.
And there was a large cake.
Cake. And what was possibly Bulk and Spike being in the same place as the Rangers. Maybe.
Possibly.
Couldn't tell if it was or... I couldn't tell if it was or if it was just clever editing.
I don't think these people would be clever, so I would go with they're in the same place.
Okay. And then this week was...
Mind Control Blue.
Okay. That'll work, too.
Spell on... There was, like, a... I'll put a spell on blue or something like that.
Eh, whatever. Nobody really cares, anyway. The only really notable thing about this episode of Samurai was Ricardo Medina.
Well, and also G being kind of crazy.
Wait, what, Fort Max?
No, and the mentor being kind of crazy.
Did they just f***ing call him Mentor?
Yeah.
Is that mentor how lazy G. they fucking are now?
Yes. We're getting it all out of our system.
Admittedly, that's translated from what the name was in Samurai, but come on!
That is the name in Samurai.
Well, in Samurai, they're calling him G as in old man. Whereas they've actually made that his name in Power Rangers.
Probably not his full name, but when they get to his focus episode, we'll find out.
Well, he's certainly not going to be named Kusakabe Hikoma, is he?
I doubt it.
So, no. Yeah, but what could his last name be?
Hey, in the credits, it says his name is Mentor G.
Right.
A letter G or just the word G?
Aren't you supposed to, like, isn't his name supposed to be, like, the name of his first pet plus the name of the street he grew up on as a kid?
What?
Isn't that how you get your stripper name?
I think we're talking about different things here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're not talking about Decker.
Oh, I thought we were.
Not yet, anyway.
No, we're talking about Mentor G.
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
I don't blame you.
Plus, I didn't watch the episode, so I don't know what you're talking about anyway.
Maybe Mentor G's last name is Grum.
Or Vengix.
Why Vengix?
There are already two running around.
So why not a third?
Yeah.
Well, at least my joke is based on it being the same actor.
There may not be two anymore.
We should have done this episode in video so Fort Max can see me rolling my eyes at him.
I say again, he's Texan.
And just by definition is doing it wrong. But yeah, we got Ricardo Medina Jr. actually in the episode instead of just a voiceover.
He's beardy.
Yeah, he kind of is, isn't he? Judo was a little bit too, though. No, he doesn't.
Kind of.
No.
A little bit more than the regular Samurai Rangers.
A little bit more than Cole, I imagine.
So did he try to read anybody's spirit or anything?
No, but he
read... No, he kept talking to his sword.
But he read Red and Blue's fight pretty well. Although I think he was just reading the script to the Japanese episode.
But then it'd be in Japanese, wouldn't it?
Maybe he knows Japanese. Ricardo Medina Jr. is probably pretty smart, right?
Well, sure. He's an actor.
They're
the best and brightest.
You know, I couldn't really get over how he looks like he belongs on a soap opera.
He does have that vibe to him, doesn't he?
Well, especially now with that beard.
Yeah, he should totally be on my stories.
Yeah. You actually have stories?
No, but that's what you call them. Yeah. My stories.
If you're old, at least.
Which he is.
Yeah.
Or, you know, shut in. Which often coincides, you know. But yeah, that was the most notable part of this episode.
Which really doesn't say too much.
No, not really. It's going to be a long season. It's going to be a long season.
It's worth it if we get new Gosager. Better Ghost Sager.
going to be a long season that we've already watched once already.
Well, maybe it will get better once Gold Ranger shows up.
I hope so. I'm still trying to figure out what they'll have him be if not a sushi maker.
Well, the American equivalent to that is what? Hot dog stand?
I suppose. I was kind of hoping for tacos.
Oh, God, it would be so awesome if he had a hot dog themed morpher.
Well, they've Skull done that already. Yeah, Skull had one.
Yeah.
See, there's a precedent.
There's probably a prop still, too.
Just have Skull mail it to Spike.
Yeah.
Though this, it was from what, their dream?
Yeah. Of course, Mickey, you know what this means now. I'm either going to have to do myself or get somebody to make a samurai morpher customized to look like a hot dog to go with my sushi changer.
Yeah.
Damn it. A big gold hot dog.
Hot dogs and sushi. That sounds really unappetizing.
The hot dog wouldn't be gold. It'd be the bun that would be gold.
And the hot dog would be big, long, and red.
Yeah. Oh. And instead of like using it as a brush, you'd be like squirting mustard off the end of it. You'd be slinging mustard around with it.
No, he doesn't write in the air like the others do. He
no, but for,
his in
for,
like
for samurai, they could, just because it'd be awesome to have someone slinging mustard out to make kanji.
Yeah, I guess so. No, it's symbols.
Symbols and folding.
Yeah. Power symbols.
Right. Passed down from generation to generation. Samurai forever.
Rangers together.
Bad show. This
I
one.
I do like
that,
the music,
well,
though.
That one, too. It's very 1993.
That's a good
At least
thing.
That's what they're trying.
I mean, it's nice from a nostalgic point of view, but I kind of like something original, too. Maybe not Overdrive original, but, you know. If they wanted to get, like, a Ron Wasserman sound for Samurai, maybe they should have just, like, hired Ron Wasserman to do it.
I don't think they had that kind of budget.
You think Ron Wasserman's expensive?
They didn't want Ron Wasserman to make them a new song. I think they wanted to use the old song. And why would they need to hire him twice to do that? He's already done it once.
Shut up. So we may or may not have a new episode of Samurai next week?
Correct.
Well, will we or won't we?
Not.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that too. That's the simpler answer. We just won't.
We won't allow it.
We are going to stick our fingers in our ears and hum.
It will be more enjoyable than hearing
your
the
mom
samurai
and...
people try to act.
What, Mickey?
I'm not repeating it.
Darn.
It was obscene.
Well, of course it was obscene. It's superhero time. It's always obscene. So, I guess we could talk a little bit about the double net movies.
Well, I haven't seen any of them, so don't spoil me on anything.
Well, let's see. Kirihiko calls Wakana fat. And then Dr. Isaka's creepy. And there's some drawing that happens.
I like the drawing one.
No, they were okay. They weren't as good as the equivalent segments from the Decade Net movies. Where it was the cast playing the trivia show. But, you know...
I think I saw the Decade ones.
Terui's actor can't draw at all to save his life. Kind of sad.
Was it the actor or the character?
The actor playing the character.
A little from column A, a little from column B.
The actors were the ones drawing.
Well, was he acting like he couldn't draw, or could he actually not draw?
I think he just really couldn't draw.
Yes.
Okay.
And then Akiko went to school with Shroud.
Was it in the forest?
No. It wasn't blue tinted.
There was no
either.
Dirt bike.
You sure Shroud was involved?
Yeah, there definitely should have been a dirt bike segment somehow.
They needed to import that blue fog into the garage, basement, whatever that room is that...
Yeah, Shroud just needs to, like, radiate blue fog wherever she goes.
Where is that room anyway?
It depends on what she eats.
It's in the basement, Fort Max, like the power chamber. So, Mickey, why didn't you watch the Net movies?
Because they are 26 individual movies. I've got to download one by one on Mega Upload, and they won't let me do a couple of them a day.
That kind of sucks. I can download a bunch of
the
stuff
up
on Mega
in one file.
Not from the link I got.
The ones up in one file are soft sub, though, and you know Mickey can't do that. Yeah. So.
And for some reason, they're all out of order, too, which is kind of odd. And I think the order keeps changing.
Well, I don't know if the order keeps changing, but it was a batch upload, and they didn't all finish in order because they're different lengths. So
the ones I do have, they're not even, like, from the beginning, so I couldn't get started and just watch them through.
Well, the thing is, too, they seem to have not been filmed in order either. Like, they're lettered A to Z, but if you watch them in that order, there's definitely continuity issues.
Fantastic.
Well, the upside is that they're each only about 2 minutes long, so there's not really that much to get hung up on. Insert your
at some point someone will list the right order for them.
I don't know. I've already watched through them once. I'm kind of done with it.
They're fun, but not necessarily memorable.
We do finally get to see what the queen memory does.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And the bean memory.
But Cobb will be thrilled.
Well, yeah, I think he's watched them all already.
Ah.
Or something, I don't know. But yeah, there is double Net movies, and they were somewhat amusing. I like the Decade ones better, though.
Go Under had Net movies, didn't they?
Probably, but I don't know if they ever, like, came out subbed.
I think they did. I'm pretty sure one of those one where Hiramekamedes was dressed up in drag.
Oh, as his sister?
Yeah.
I vaguely remember that. I have to go looking through my files to see if I actually have that somewhere.
I think it's like Coco Mechamedes, I think.
Of course it is. I miss Go Under.
Yeah.
I miss RPM.
Well, the good part about them being so different is that you can miss both of them equally without really having to, you know, have any problem with it.
Yeah.
It's not like you're putting one above the other because they're just completely different.
No, I think I'd put RPM above Go Under.
That's just because you don't love good, fun things.
Did you watch Go Under?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Did you enjoy Go Under?
Yes.
Did you just move to the bathroom or something?
What?
Your voice is incredibly echoey.
I don't know what's up with you guys and what you hear. Sometimes you tell me I'm buzzing when I'm not, and garbled, and I sound fine.
I wonder how many drinks he's had.
Sarcastic.
I always sound sarcastic.
No.
No?
No.
Now you sound sarcastic.
Right.
Whatever.
Just let me enjoy my ham sandwich.
Really?
No, not really.
That's going in the intro. The ham sandwich, not really.
Ham is the funniest meat.
Well, when you talk about
your mom?
When you talk about it, it is.
Well, more than me, I mean... Ham is always hilarious. Like, nobody laughs at turkey.
But bacon is always awesome.
Well, bacon's not ham.
No, it's all smoky and delicious. And bacon. Now I want some bacon. I want some bacon on a taco. Why don't they do
that?
Bacon
taco would be pretty cool.
Yeah, why doesn't anybody do that?
Because you want them and the world wants to spite you.
I mean,
well, maybe
you already...
you should tweet about it.
You already put...
So I tweeted about the double sausage biscuit, and they made one.
Okay, think about it, though. You already put lettuce and tomato on tacos, so why not add bacon and have a BLT taco?
That sounds a hell of a lot better than those damn fish tacos they keep trying to get me to buy.
And the shrimp burritos at Taco Bell.
Ugh, who would buy shrimp from Taco Bell?
That's exactly what I'm thinking. I'm not going to trust Taco Bell of all places to give me shrimp. Your mom does, but, you know...
Yeah, I'm not buying shellfish from a fast food restaurant.
Your mom takes everyone's shrimp. Right, Paladin?
As long as they got the nickel.
Oh, it's good to be back. Okay, so if we don't have anything else now, Should we go to break and prepare ourselves for the horror?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and, well, next week's Gokaiger has, well, Milfy in a maid uniform.
Yes.
And yep. Also...
Who's that going to appeal to?
Oh, that's who.
And also the other four Gokaigers using the Jack forms. Which and hopefully will end up leading to a big bomber.
Maybe.
It better.
But will it be a funny big bomber? I mean, I know there's hope since the Go Ranger Hurricane resulted in a garbage truck.
The only time that the big bomber has not resulted in something funny was the combined Go Ranger Hurricane big bomber from Jack vs. Go Ranger.
Well, didn't the big bomber originally start out just, you know, being a cannon and not shooting odd things?
No, that's not true, but it did leave a... But, well, the hole that it left in the villains was pretty funny.
Yes, the big two-dimensional hole.
Yes.
Oh, the 70s. That was still the 70s, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
At the same time somebody was doing Star Wars, that was happening in Japan.
That's a very how about dramatic that for comparison.
Some, yeah, how about that for some perspective?
Well, they weren't having to put out an episode of Star Wars every week.
And now they do. See, the difference is Super Sentai got better while they just ran Star Wars into the f***ing ground.
Yeah. Yeah, I am a little bit over that now.
I'm just hoping that there will eventually be a release... DVD or Blu-ray releases of the original theatrical versions that aren't Laserdisc rips.
There won't be.
What's wrong with the Laserdisc rips?
Are they anamorphic?
No.
There's a problem.
Oh.
Anamorphic? Do they turn into animals and are a series of children's books? What the hell?
Yes. Have you seen the Star Wars Revisited thing? Anyone?
No.
No.
Oh.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's some fans took the first Star Wars movie and basically went through it, re-edited stuff, fixed special effects on their own, and put it out in HD, and it's fantastic.
Like that Jar Jar free episode one a while back, kind of?
Yeah, kind of the same general thing. They just went through and corrected all the mistakes that Lucas did not.
So did Lucas make them disappear yet?
I don't know.
Because I can't imagine that would be a very popular thing in LucasArts.
I've got a copy of it. I'll see if I can burn it to a disc and hand it to you at some point.
Oh, okay.
Because yeah, it's 2 gigs, so I'm not emailing it.
Oh, and speaking speaking of discs...
Speaking of burning stuff, your mom!
He is trying to get a hold of anyone who has Beast War toy commercials on VHS.
And that relates to a Power Rangers podcast, how?
It does as much as anything else we talk about here.
Yes, but this time you're talking about it, so I'm going to give you a hard time about it.
I'll allow it.
Me or him?
You.
Oh, good. Okay, so we'll be back with Twitter Theater after this.
You're listening to Superhero Time. FigureReviews.com, covering all your toy review needs. The best in photography, with detailed reviews and high-quality video. FigureReviews.com has over 200 reviews, nearly 4,000 photos, and now features the bite-sized podcast and a growing library of video reviews. Quality matters. FigureReviews.com.
Hey everybody, it's your old friend John DeLuna, and do you like video games? Do you like people who like video games? Well, if so, you gotta listen to New Soundwave. It's the weekly video game podcast of record. News, rumors, in-depth discussion of new and retro gaming, plus the occasional contest or giveaway. So if you game, you gotta listen to New Soundwave. Check us out at tfradio.net, a proud member of the Transformers Internet Radio Network.
third strike, you're on a Street Fighter 3.
We paid your mom a nickel to listen to Superhero Time. She died. This is Twitter Theater.
Okay, so we're back. And Kimberly's sick. So we're continuing crossover month, and of course I can't do anything without inflicting Saban's Masked Rider on these guys. So this week we did the three-part A Friend in Need, which introduces Saban's Masked Rider to the Power Rangers universe.
And after which is never spoken of again.
Right, on either side.
No, actually, I think it does get mentioned once.
When?
When they turned him back to kids or some shit like that?
I don't think so. It's too bad Masked Rider didn't appear in Countdown to Destruction.
He would have been turned to dust by the energy wave.
And Saban would have gotten sued for using the costume. Because I'm sure by that point, Ishinomori's estate or whatever, or Ishinomori himself, I don't know if he was alive then.
I think he was still alive when Countdown to Destruction was on, but I'm not sure.
I'm sure he would have sent many threatening letters to Saban after seeing what Saban's Masked Rider turned into.
Poor guy.
Yeah. So anyway, in these episodes, Kimberly is sick and the Power Rangers go to another planet to help some bug people.
So why is Kimberly sick exactly?
So she doesn't have to go to the planet.
I mean, what kind of actor gymnastics were having to be done here?
I don't know.
I mean, I was wondering if there's a story like she had auditions she had to go to for other shows, or...
No, she did leave there the show a lot of the episode. It's just that they had to have a way to ride in a monster fight on Earth to fill time. So someone needed to be there.
Okay, well...
And, you know, it has to be somebody who can't actually finish the fight on their own, so...
I was about to say, they couldn't leave Tommy, because then, you know, they come back and it would be done.
Yeah, so then you're down to Rocky, Adam, Billy, Aisha, or Kimberly.
Well, you don't want to leave Billy behind, because you need him to analyze the planet.
Yeah, but, you know, knowing Billy, he might, like, fall in love with some bug girl and want to stay behind.
No, they wouldn't do that for another year.
Or two. Remember, this was just the start of the third season.
Yeah.
So yeah, they certainly did go to Edenoi and fought some things we never see again. One of which was from Die Ranger. You know, the Shredder helmet looking guy.
Mm.
That was a Die Ranger costume.
Oh.
One of the leftovers?
I guess, yeah. I imagine this whole thing was a way to use a lot of leftover elements they had from other stuff.
Leftover and recycled elements.
And make a lot of use of their red filter.
Yeah. And their fog machine.
I'm really tired of looking at that sepia tone.
But that red filter is, well, it's Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Well, it's how Mighty Morphin Power Rangers tells you they're not on Earth.
It must be a red star. It's a good thing they didn't send Superman.
It's the same red lighting that they have on the deserted planet.
At the edge of the universe, or whatever.
Is there a restaurant there?
The Power Rangers certainly get around, don't they?
Are
we all just waiting for your mom joke?
Too obvious.
Your mom's too obvious. Of course, if you try to put camouflage on her, then everybody thinks a hill suddenly grew somewhere.
Nah. Sorry, that just no.
Nah. Okay, yeah, well. So, there was some Masked Rider in this.
No, there wasn't.
And he was kind of a dick in this episode.
Yeah, in his regular series, he's just a douche, but here he's kind of mean.
Well, you know, you got these guys in these retarded suits coming and nosing around on your planet. You know.
They're like the ones in the retarded suits?
Well, from the perspective of the bug people, yes. You know what was really amusing about this, though? Every time they were on the spider base, it was like the same three shots over and over again.
And I think that's how it went in the actual series, too.
Well, no, in the actual series, they had hired actors to do Dragon and Secretary Girl. You know, so they could actually...
Well, yeah, Secretary. She quit, at least.
Yeah, but she was there for most of the series. Or like half or something, I don't know.
Yeah, well, she quit towards the end, and then they replaced her with the other Asian cast member.
Because that's just the Saban way.
Exactly.
That's a Saban way when you don't have money to hire new people anymore.
Well, plus there were like three episodes left.
But the point is, they could actually film some new scenes of the people who have moving mouths actually, you know, talking about something relevant. Instead of having to repeat the same three sequences again and again. But that was funny. One thing that confuses me, though, in Part 3 is that... oh, actually, I forgot. They hadn't switched that yet. Never mind. I was confusing this with how they switched to them crossing the staves to send the lightning bolt to make the monster grow. I couldn't figure out why they used the grenade thing, but... Mm. It was still acting like Season 2. But what is weird is that they reshot the Thunder Zord summoning sequence instead of using the stock footage.
Well, they wanted to celebrate actually having the costumes now.
Well, they had the costumes for quite a while, actually.
At least five episodes by that point, although they only used them once.
Actually, they even had it, they used it when they were still going through their Zoo 2 battles.
Yeah, they did, with
Octo-Phantom.
Yeah. Although, just a little bit.
Yeah.
In the end, they just blew them up anyway, so who gives a shit?
But it was a really good blowing up.
Yeah.
There's a Your Mom joke in there somewhere.
Nothing comes to mind. But yeah, this had one of the longer American-made Zord battles in it, too. Versus the green Silverhorns.
Yeah, I remember that monster a lot. Did anyone else play the Fighting Edition for Super Nintendo when it came out?
Well, that was Silverhorn, no. So it wasn't the green version.
But it's the same general design, and that's what I remember him from.
Yeah. And actually, it was a good fighter in that game. If you could get the move down, it had good reach. It and the Tiger Zord.
Then they went and included that stupid f***ing lipstick monster.
Well, that's your agility fighter.
They really couldn't think of anything better for it than the lipstick f***er?
I don't know. What would you pick?
So, does it f*** or get f*** by lipstick?
Yes.
Well, it is female.
So probably get f*** by lipstick then.
And probably. For lipstick.
But if not the lipstick monster, what would you choose for the agile fighter?
Goldar, maybe?
Goldar was the flying one.
Or how about Scorpina?
Goldar is pretty slow. Yeah, Scorpina's a good agile.
Yeah, but Scorpina didn't really figure much into Season 2.
Was she even in Season 2?
Yes.
Once.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't really think of any jumpy monsters in Season 2. That's probably why they had the lipstick monster. Of course, then they go and include the Ninja and Shogun Megazords, too, and just screw the whole thing up. Oh, well. So anyway, you know, Fortnite keeps going on about how much better this Zord fight is than the Die Ranger stock footage, but it's really not.
Yes.
The only really good part
is... half Die Ranger stock footage.
Right, that too. But the only really good part in this was the Thunder Megazord throwing the sword into its other hand.
Well, there's some interesting camera shots in it. Stuff where the camera is moving around the battle. You don't see that very often. Usually the camera stays pretty static.
Well, that's because most of the time in the Japanese version, it's shot on a soundstage, and they have to keep it to that angle so you don't see the director.
Right.
Which would be funny.
And then the finishing victory pose was nicely shot.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as actual action goes, it was pretty standard stuff, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when I was talking about it, it's more how the entire thing is set up. The action's kind of clunky-ish. The set itself that they're doing it on isn't all that great, but it's more the direction.
The direction is more interesting than what we usually get.
Yeah, the downfall of this is really that the American stunt actors can't work with the Megazord monster suits quite effectively enough to pull off a Zord fight the way the Japanese one looks.
Well, they're probably having to like scrunch down as much as they can to fit inside the suit.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how tall those Megazord suits are. Usually when you see them next to a monster, they're a good bit taller. So I'm not sure
they're
how much...
They're 3-4 feet tall, I bet. Ha.
Ha, yeah.
But yeah, and of course, part of it is that they only had the stunt suits.
Well, of course, you couldn't really tell too much.
Not sure it made that big a difference.
There's just don't trust America with the real suits. Y'all can get the stunt shit. We're done with it. We're going to throw it away anyway.
Yeah. The other ones are going to the museum.
That's what they would have done otherwise.
Yeah, the nice suits go in the museum, and the other ones go in the trash, a.k.a. Saban.
Yeah, I love that they have a museum for old Sentai shit.
I'd like to go see it.
It's just... there's nothing like that here in America.
No.
There should be, damn it.
There's nothing like Sentai in America. I mean, there's Power Rangers, but it's not nearly the same thing.
Well, sometimes it is in Samurai.
But joking aside, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Like, if you know what I mean.
There's no Galactica Museum or Star Trek Museum.
There was that Star Trek exhibit for a while.
But it closed.
Yeah, we really don't have crazy stuff like that. Maybe you could count like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's about people in ridiculous costumes, right?
Yeah, yeah. But America also doesn't have statues of people and giant robots stashed around every city in the country.
Yeah,
where's our Gigantor statue?
We need a knockoff Gundam of our own. China has all the fun.
They're giant Optimus.
I love China for their knockoff Gundam statue. It's like so self-aware.
It's so China.
Yes.
But is it covered with crazy chrome?
No, but it was crazy colors and lacked a lot of detail. And
the
it was
chrome
the wrong...
probably flaked off as they were putting it up.
So it does need a little clear Digimon figure next to it.
And it was the wrong size, too. Seriously, China's knockoff Gundam is the best thing ever. If only they had a knockoff Power Ranger museum.
What would we call it? The Bandai of America Museum?
Big Lots.
Oh, snap.
Big Lots.
Sponsored by Big Lots.
That reminds me, I took a funny picture with my camera phone the other day. And now I've dropped my little tiny SD card onto the dark, dark floor.
It's gone forever.
Yeah, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, 8 years ago, I shot one of Armada Unicron's missiles off behind my desk somewhere. And through several emptyings and rearranging of the room, never found it.
Kind of like that Thunderwing missile that RAC lost.
Yeah, I don't think he found that either. That was kind of sad.
All missiles get taken out and thrown in the pile.
Ah.
I'm sure I've got a pile.
You
somewhere.
Find the missile?
Huh?
You sounded. It sounded like you found something. I assumed it was the missile.
No.
So when Dex activates his sword, does it make anyone else feel uncomfortable?
Anything Dex does makes me feel uncomfortable. His existence makes me feel uncomfortable.
Does the sword always come out of the same? Does it always come out of the same hole on his belt?
It comes out of his crotch.
I guess I should have asked if it always comes out of the same hole in his pants.
That's how it works with your mom.
But yeah, that probably wasn't thought out the best, was it?
I'm sure it was fine in Japan where they're used to things being weird, but...
Yes, I'm sure nobody in Japan batted an eye at that.
Well, I don't think they cared at that point. It went off the air next year.
Yeah, I wonder how bad Black RX did to be the last Rider series.
Maybe they saw the future of what would become of it. We better stop this now.
Well, it's not a bad question, though. Why was it the last series?
Maybe the rumor about Ishinomori is true and he stopped making Kamen Rider so America would have no more footage.
That would be kind of awesome, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Except that Black RX ended in, like, 1990 or something.
You be quiet with your logic. Stop explaining away our jokes.
It would still be awesome.
Yeah.
I don't care what Fort Max thinks.
Well, that would explain why you started it started back up as soon as Saban got sold to Disney.
And after Ishinomori died.
Okay, my phone's not cooperating, so I guess we'll have to drop that.
So, let's talk about something good about these episodes. Bulk and
okay,
Skull.
Okay, if you can think of something, that's great.
Bulk and Skull.
Oh, okay.
Cosplaying for chicks.
Yeah, they're trying to get down with these two 90s bitches.
Yep.
Because if their jeans were any higher and tighter, they'd be around their necks.
Sounds 90s to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they try and convince them that they're Power Rangers by showing up in spandex.
This time it is spandex, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, Skull even says so specifically.
And their costumes are only slightly better than Go Ranger.
But they are better than the Masked Rider costume.
I think Bulk and Skull's costumes fit a little better. I like the helmets, though, especially with the visors keep falling down.
Yeah.
There was something else that amused me about that, too, but I can't remember at this point.
The helmet all backwards?
Well, the helmets kept going sideways.
I love that they added capes to their costumes, and the full well that the Rangers have never had capes.
Yeah.
They just knew it was a smart fashion sense.
Well, you can't be a superhero without a cape.
Yeah.
No capes.
It's been done.
Okay, I actually got to work now.
You know, one of the things I'm curious about this episode is the Inoue footage, when they start hanging out with Dex, they all take off their helmets instead of demorphing. I wonder why they decided to go that route. Because usually what they need their human faces, most of the time, if they're in the command center, they'll just demorph.
I think they decided it looks more epic that way.
Probably. Well, it does, but usually they didn't think that far enough ahead.
Or that much.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably because they wouldn't have had robes and they would have looked out of place.
As opposed to...
What? They look perfectly in step with their Power Ranger suits.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hey, you know what? Just recently I found the first American Gokaiger toys. I'm sending you the picture now.
Shit.
Close.
I can't find where the damn window went to.
Well, Skype 5 kind of does that. Well,
try
somebody
again.
Got it.
It's a little quote button.
Oh, I see it now. Okay, there it is.
Hey.
It's in the chat window instead of a pop-up window. How stupid.
Huh.
That's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you buy them?
No, but the funny thing is they're hanging like two pegs above actual RPM figures.
Nice.
Yeah. Not at a Big Lots, though. That's a Dollar General.
Dollar General's terrifying.
Terrifying?
Yes.
How so?
I'm afraid to touch things in there because there's always like, such a thick layer of dust. I'm afraid that like the bottom layer of it can be like some kind of poisonous powder that I shouldn't disturb.
Or like AIDS.
Yeah.
No, they're sealed. Can't be AIDS.
Well, some stuff's not sealed. There's some stuff that
like
comes with
mom.
No packaging at all. So yeah, Bulk and Skull were funny, and the Megazord switched hands with its sword.
Oh, and apparently Kimberly sneezes multiple times inside her helmet, which, ew.
And somehow, in the process, sneezes on the monster several times.
Yeah, and then she wipes her helmet off. I'm really unclear on how these helmets work now.
It's kind of like when Eiji got the Lion Medal.
And he tried to blow the frosting off it.
Yes, but I think we all assume that's because, you know, Eiji didn't really think that that wasn't going to work through the helmet, and it didn't.
Well, and it's Eiji.
Yeah. apparently Kimberly's helmet is just magic.
Which, what happens when they have to go to the bathroom?
Well, I guess they demorph and use the bathroom.
Well, she didn't take her helmet off to sneeze, and it seemed to come out anyway.
I guess they could just poop straight through the spandex, then.
It's not spandex.
Well, not an RPM.
No.
But Bulk and Skull said it was spandex this time.
Well, yeah, but Bulk and Skull can't get RPM suit material.
Well, you know, neither can Kimberly.
Well, Kimberly didn't have to make her own suit. And if she did, she wouldn't have been able to sneeze through her helmet. Yeah, I really don't get that either.
Yeah.
And somehow the monster gets sick and has to go back to Finster for a checkup.
Yeah, that part was actually kind of funny.
Yes.
Especially when they had that big cock gun dressed as a syringe.
Yeah.
Cock gun.
Well, whatever.
And I liked when he broke out the medication for him.
Finster's tummy tablets.
Good news, it's a suppository.
Oh, if only Futurama had been around back then.
Yeah, Finster would be much more awesome if he sounded like Farnsworth.
And acted like Farnsworth.
His mom is Rita.
Well, it's been a while, but we're finally trying to adapt something else into Power Rangers.
Yes. Okay, President Nixon is Zed.
Are you sure he wouldn't be Zordon being a head in the tube?
No, Zordon will be Al Gore's head.
Okay. No, Zordon should be Patrick Stewart's head because, you know, he's bald.
Patrick Stewart's head never made an appearance on the show, did it?
Well, it totally would have if they wanted to. That's perfect logic right there.
Well, you can't just be throwing, like, random celebrities in. It needs to be someone who's definitely in the show.
Oh, fine. Be no fun.
I won't be.
And Bender would be Alpha.
Yeah.
Or would Bender be the Megazord?
It could be both.
Then what's Flexo?
Space Alpha Titanus. 6.
Oh, no. The Planet Express ship would be one of the Zords.
Or just, you know, the Megazord.
Flexo would be the guy filling in after Bender quit.
Doing a bad Bender impression?
Conference.
Would he be the one doing a bad Bender impression, or would he just be the new cast member?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Oh.
Either way
Flexo
works.
Flexo as Goldor. Not Flexo, damn it. Derp. Roberto.
But who would Zoidberg be?
Blue.
Probably one of the Alien Rangers.
Zoidberg would be Ninjor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's Zoidberg in blue, though.
So Universe B, Zoidberg?
Yeah. I need to watch Futurama again. I haven't seen it in a while. Very fuzzy. Okay, I think this has run out of steam.
Yeah.
Probably not, but I'm tired of talking about it.
Same difference. Well, we could talk about Ghostager.
We could talk about Pokemon.
I thought you did that already when I wasn't here.
Well, you said Ghostager, so my mind immediately jumped to as far away as possible.
Well, it's more than that. It's just that, you know, over the last year, we've forced an association in your mind between Ghostager and Pokemon.
It's not association, it's a immediate mental replacement.
Same thing. Okay, so I guess that's pretty much all we have for this week, then.
With any luck, we'll have actual shows to talk about next week.
And a Twitter theater worth discussing.
Yeah,
that too.
Next week, for the last part of Crossover Month, it's Decade Meets the Shinkangers.
That sounds like some sort of crossover.
With Kuga. Not that Kuga, the other one.
Well, he's just kind of there.
Cougars?
No.
They should make a Kamen Rider Cougar.
What do you call Kazali?
He's not a writer.
Nor is he a sexy older lady.
Well, just because he didn't find one that he liked the look of to either kill and live inside of or emulate.
Or all of the above at the same time.
Of course, you know, Cazali being Cazali, if he was going to even just imitate someone, he'd probably kill them anyway. Because why not?
Right.
He probably would have killed them himself. He'd turn them over to the Dr. Monkey for him to kill them and study.
Well, there wouldn't be much point, though.
It would be amusing.
To Cazali, I don't know that Maki would be very entertained by it. See, now it should be revealed later that Dr. Maki actually turns people into little dolls like the one he carries around. What the hell are you doing?
Who is doing that?
I don't know, and I don't think I want to know.
I was blowing my nose.
You're doing some blow.
And you felt the need to do that in the microphone. Why?
I moved the microphone out of the way.
Damn, boy.
Too late.
Well, there's just really no way to move on from that one.
Yeah.
I could put the mic next to my butt and fart into it.
I think Rob Springer's already had that covered.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. But, you know, there really are no new ideas.
Just great ideas.
I'm sure shortly after the telephone was invented, you know, Alexander Graham Bell probably did something very similar. Really, if you'd invented something like the telephone, where you could talk to somebody in the next room without actually, like, walking 10 feet, wouldn't you, like, fart into it while they're on the other end?
No, actually, I'd probably get up and walk into the room, fart, then walk back to where I was, then call them and tell them I did it.
And laugh.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, on that brown note, I think that's the show for this week.
You should edit in a brown note right there.
Maybe later. So, thanks for listening, and maybe we'll have a better show next time.
No promises.
Well, there's always hope,
you were serious.
Right? There's always hope, right?
Hope turns to despair.
Dashing all hope, putting fear in its place. Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Till next time.
Fort Max is busy with his blow.
And your mom.
Same difference.
He's blowing his nose and blowing a load at the same time. Just mucus coming out everywhere.
Among other things.
Yeah, if you got mucus coming out of there, I think you need to go see a doctor.
Well, he is with your mom.
Yeah.
Be so lucky if it's just mucus.
Well, if he's with your mom, then definitely he needs to go see a doctor.
Probably several doctors.
Yeah. He'll die.
This has been Superhero Time with your hosts, XV, Hey Mickey, Paladin, and Fort Max. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.
BotCon attendees must have crashed the internet again.
Yeah, are you going to BotCon, Fort Max?
Nope.
How come?
Don't have the monies.
Oh.
And plus, I was only able to go in 2005, and that's mostly because it was like a 15-minute drive away.
Are there pictures of you there?
I don't know.
I mean, did you end up in any of the groups?
Walk in.
No, I mean any of the groups of fans. Did you run into Ouija?
Actually, I don't think I knew any of them then.
How disappointing. Of course, you were only like 12 then.
like 18 or 19.
Same difference.
Yeah, there's not much difference there.
Especially in Texas.
Especially with Fort Max.